time with mom, story time with dad. This is my favorite story time. Under the bed in my secret fort, and I'm gonna read.
Hi! Oh, ciao, Grinta! Tag, Ming Hao! Hi, everybody, welcome to the show! We're reading The Wish Thief. The Swiggles, The Wish Thief! I love that story, me too! So, you ready?
Yeah!
And so, Jenny is combing her long, beautiful blonde hair, and she puts on a pretty blue dress, and she grabs a pink cake box. And then she goes to her horse Buttercup to ride to the Swiggles house. And she gallops through the forest. And suddenly her horse gets frightened. It jumps up and kicking its two front legs. And Jay falls off the horse.
Oh no, she falls off the horse.
Yeah, and suddenly a little bright star bursts up. And a little tiny fairy appears.
Oh, are you okay? I'm Gwendolyn, a little fairy.
Oh, I'm such a good fairy.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that awful Flitwick wizard had his nasty fairy Scatbat following me.
Oh, you should see him. He's so ugly. He's a thief, and he has fangs and ugly bat wings.
Not like my pretty wings. Oh, here's a little coin for you to go make a wish as my gift for you for causing you to fall.
Okay, I've got to go.
Bye-bye.
And then Gwendolyn the little fairy goes away, and Jake was looking at the little coin. And suddenly, the fairy pops back. Jake, I mean...
Oh, hi, Jake. I'm not Scatbat, the fairy.
What, says Jake?
Oh, yeah. I'm the fairy Gwendolyn.
Oh, well, you were just here, didn't you, eh?
Yeah, I did, but I just wanted to tell you.
Oh, make sure you go to the wishing well and use that coin wisely and make a really, really good wish.
Yeah.
Okay,
I will. Thank you so much.
And then Jake gallops off to the Swiggles house. And suddenly, poof, appears Flitwick, a powerful, mean-looking wizard with a big, long, dark black cape with dark hair.
Is she going to the wishing well?
Yes, boss. Yes, I did as you told me. Yeah.
Well, now follow her to the wishing well and make sure you grab her wishing coin. I want that coin. Her engagement party, Jade's engagement party to Blaze, must be stopped. And Cornelia will make me a king, and I will get all kind of money from the wishes coins. Yeah, that's a good idea. So, poof, they disappeared. And then Jade rode her horse Buttercup and arrived at the Swiggles house. And inside the Swiggles house, the Swiggles were cleaning their house. Aria was dusting the furniture. Thackeray was washing the dishes. Curtis McFly was sweeping the floors with a broom. Fuzzy was making the beds. And Toothsmith, known as Smiley, was raking the leaves outside and picking up all the raining down broken things that fell during the night before, like paper cups and sippy cups and plastic paper. And Jake and I,
hello, Swiggles! Oh, I just want to drop off a chocolate cake.
Oh, look at the pretty pink box. Oh, chocolate cake. I can't wait to eat it, says Fuzzy. Oh, yum, 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 yum.
Yes, and I want to thank you for helping me get my engagement party ready for this Sunday. I met this little fairy Gwendolyn, and she gave me this coin to make a wish. Oh,
this time I want everything to work out perfectly with nothing. It took nothing to stop it.
Oh, yeah, no snack food, said Two Cents with a big smile, showing his toothless front teeth. Oh, yeah. Well, Cornelia's locked up, so we won't have any of that. She can't touch you this time at the engagement party.
Oh, yeah, you should be safe, said Aria.
I wish that for you, said Thackeray.
Yes.
Oh, and this fairy is so nice. So I'm going to go to the wishing well at Stone Creek.
Oh, wishes are cool when they're for too loud, said Smiley.
I wish for two front teeth, said Smiley as he showed off his two front teeth. And two more cents.
I think you need some sense in your head, says Fuzzy. Hey, you. Alright, you two.
Well, I want a wish too, says Fuzzy.
Ooh, to dream and have it come true. Oh, that would be so cool.
Oh, yeah, finding true love is really special.
But, and you guys are the best friends any girl can ever have.
Oh, thanks, Jade, said Fuzzy.
Yeah, Jade, you're our friends.
Anyway, having good friends makes the world so much better.
And they all laugh. Friends are like diamonds that shine so bright. And the Swiggles start singing.
Friends are like diamonds that shine bright. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, 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 shine. Shine, 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 shine. Shine, shine, shine.
Friends are bright. Friends are like diamonds. Friends are like diamonds. Diamonds that shine bright. Shine, shine, shine.
Shine, 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 shine.
And they laughed them out. Well, we'll see you all Friday for the rehearsal dinner.
Oh, I love dinner, said Fuzzy, rubbing his belly.
Will there be plums? Asked Fuzzy.
Oh, yes, there'll be lots of plums, said Jade.
Oh, boy, I love plums, smiled 2 cents, too. So Jade left, and 2 cents was raking leaves.
Oh, I would love to have a wish, too.
Maybe I'll just follow Jade and go wish after her she makes her wish.
Yeah, I want to wish something good.
Oh, boy, I can't wait for my wish to come true. Oh, she's so lucky to meet that fairy who gave her a coin.
Oh, I will just grab this little tiny shiny pebble and put it in my pocket. And I'll just follow Jade and make the wish of her.
So, Smiley, known as Two-Cents, follows Jade. And he is so quiet, so she doesn't see him.
Oh, he's very quiet.
Aria is in the kitchen, and the other Swiggles are, like, discussing.
Oh, it's really nice to make a wish, but does one have to go to a wishing well for it to come true?
Thackeray looked at his library and his book, and he took down off the bookshelf a big book that said wishes.
According to the wish book, it says it's very ideal to toss a coin into a fountain with water. The place acts like a conductive energy that is triggering it by the flowing water.
You need energies for the wish, said Curtis McFly.
Yes, it also says some wells are very powerful and were created to help those who don't have enough belief in them to manifest the wishes themselves.
So cool! I want to go make a wish, says Fuzzy.
Yeah, I need some help to make my wish. I need that energy of that wishing fountain.
Do you think that we can go make a wish after Jade does her wish, says Fuzzy?
I don't see why not, says Curtis.
Well, come on, Thackeray. Don't be a party pooper.
Well, only after Jade leaves. I mean, we can't invade on her space and her wishing. We can't be copycats.
Well, we can all take a stone and make a good wish, said Arya.
Oh, yes, said 2 cents. He's smiling.
Oh, yes. You know what? I think... Well, it's 2 cents, said Fuzzy.
Hey, Smiley, where are you? Calls out Fuzzy.
Smiley, where are you?
I think that Smiley went after Jade to go make a wish. Oh, he's beating out that stinky boy. What kind of friend do I have? He didn't bring me along, complains Fuzzy.
So let's go. Come on, everyone.
So the Swiggles leave their house to go to the well. And Jay just arrived at the well.
Oh, here's the well. Oh, I know what I'm going to wish. Oh, this is the little coin that Gwendolyn the fairy gave me. Oh, I'll do my wish. I wish. Oh, I wish that Blaze and I get married and have a happy and joyful life. Oh, yeah, that would be so great. I'll just toss my little coin into the well.
And 2 cents is watching Jade as she makes her wish and throws her coin into the wishing well. And he's hiding in the bushes. And Jade leaves. And 2 cents is about to come out of the bush to go make his wish. But suddenly, a little buzzing fairy appears. Poof! Says that the fairy, beastly fairy.
I saved her coin, Jade's coin.
And his ugly beast fairy looks for the coin. And 2 cents, yes.
Oh, look, that's
not a fairy. That's Scat-Cat. Oh, and Scat-Cat left. Here's Jade's coin. I'll just cook it up and give it to my boss, Flitwitch, the powerful wizard. Yeah, maybe I better make a wish too. Scat-Cat makes his wish. I wish to be the boss of Flitwitch so he can run all my errands. But just as Scat-Cat is about to toss his coin into the wishing well to make his wish come true, poof, poof, appears Flitwitch. Flitwitch opens his black cape. Oh, Scat-Cat, you've got the coin. Good, now give it to me. Scat-Cat hides his coin behind his back. Oh, boss, here you go. I got the coin for you. And grab all the other wishing coins in the wells as well. I will take everybody's wishes. I will make a fortune. Everyone pay for me to get their wish coins back. Yeah, otherwise, their wishes won't ever come true.
Oh, great boss, you're so clever. That's very clever.
And I will put a spell block over this wishing fountain so no one else can make any more wishes. Ah, so Flitwitch waves his magical wand over the wishing well. And just before Flitwitch waves his wand to close the well and dry up the water, little Smiley is in the wishes and hurry up and quickly makes his wish.
Oh, I wish for a solution to this problem. Oh gosh, I think that's it. Okay, I'll just toss it in there. Oh, I hope they don't see me. Oh, he's a powerful wizard. I'll just toss the coin. Yeah, here's my wish. Boing.
And Smiley tosses his coin into the fountain as Flitwitch wand waves over and the well's water dries up and the well is closed and there's a big sign. Close. Yes, says Flitwitch the wizard. Soon the whole village will bow to me and I will be a king.
Yeah, boss, says Scat-Boss. You'll be a great boss.
And 2 cents is shaking in the booth. And poof, Flitwitch the wizard disappears along with Scat-Bat the hairy beastly fairy. 2 cents waits until the coast is clear.
Oh, they're gone, says 2 cents.
And he comes out of the bush. He looks at the well and his coin has disappeared into the water, but there's no more water in the well and the well is dry. Oh gosh. And the Swiggles walk up.
2 cents. Oh, you feed us here to make your wish.
And 2 cents.
Oh, you'll never know. Never guess what happened. You'll never guess what happened, Thackeray.
Thackeray,
slow down. Did something happen? Yeah. Oh my gosh, Jade was making a wish in a fairy. Well, not a fairy, a bat fairy. He was beastly and ugly, and he had a laugh like this.
He was disguised as the fairy Gwendolyn. His name, I think, is Scat-Cat. And he took Jade's wish coin, and a wizard in a dark coat, his name was Flitwitch, took her wish coin.
Then, you know what he did? He waved his wand and stole all the other wish coins. But you know what? I threw my coin in there. I hope I got it in time. And the fountain wall dried up.
Fuzzy said,
oh no! Now I can't make my wish and you beat me here. You made a wish area. Oh no! Flitwitch the wizard took Jade's wish coin.
Oh, that can't be good, said Curtis McFly.
Oh, I don't like this at all, says Thackeray. Don't like it at all. But I did toss my coin in at the same time Flitwitch was closing the wishing well with his wand.
Oh, so he didn't take your wish coin, said Curtis. That's good. Your wish could still be in the well, so maybe that wish will be good, said Thackeray.
Oh, what did you wish for?
Oh, please don't say a basket of plums, said Fuzzy.
Oh, I wish for a solution to this problem.
Well, let's hope that the wishing fountain is able to make your wish, the last wish, come true. If not, that powerful wizard Flitwitch, oh my gosh, he has everyone wish tokens and coins, and he can take over the village and the world.
Oh no, says Fuzzy.
You've got to do something, says Aria.
The engagement party is this Sunday. If he has Jade's wishes coin, she'll never wed Blaze.
Well, we've got to find a way to get those wish coins back.
What an awful wizard to steal people's wishes, said Arya.
So the Swiggles went back to their house under the rock stone. And Thackeray went into the library and got some books to read and research for an antidote. Meanwhile, Smiley and Fuzzy were in the lab trying to make a wishing potion. They put herbs and potions and mixed bottles of all kind of thing, and poof, they had a green bottle of water.
Okay,
you try it, says Fuzzy.
Me, says Smiley.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Gulp, gulp, gulp. He drinks down the green bottle of liquid.
I wish for a ham sandwich with plum sauce, said Smiley.
Oh, nothing's happening. It's not working.
Suddenly, red ketchup squirts everywhere on Fuzzy.
Oh, oh, that tickles. Oh, 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 yeah.
And Fuzzy, his brown hair is covered in red sticky ketchup.
It's ketchup. I really want a hamburger with this ketchup.
Oh, you just manifested a prank potion.
Oh, well, let's try again.
What about this blue bottle of liquid, said Smiley.
Well, you try it this time, Fuzzy, said Smiley.
Okay, says Fuzzy.
Fuzzy drank the water. Fuzzy makes a whisk. He starts to shrink and get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Hey, anything happens, says Fuzzy? Do you see a hamburger?
And Smiley says,
no,
but you're shrinking, Fuzzy. You're getting so small.
Oh, no, I'm shrinking.
And Aria walks into the lab. Hey, Fuzzy, where are you?
Hey, watch your foot.
Oh, I didn't see you down there, Fuzzy.
Oh, well, this wish potion is absolutely not working. Maybe we can shrink the wizard Flitwitch.
Oh, if he has people's wish tokens, he's going to be tough to stop.
And then Fuzzy drank another liquid potion and then grew back up. And he grew and grew and got bigger and bigger and bigger.
I'm back.
Curtis walks in. Oh, I hope it isn't true, Smiley. We've got to get our wishes activated before the Flitwitch takes over the world. Dockey walks in.
Well, I read everything on wishes, and we'll just have to activate our wishes ourselves.
So, there, everyone, here's a coin, and I want you to make a wish on your coin, and we're going to go to Crystal Waterfalls. There, we'll toss our coins in, and the waterfalls, powerful water energy, will activate our wishes. The waterfalls are very, very powerful. And so Thackeray said, we have to make it before Sunday, Jade's invitation party. We have to. And before Jade, or otherwise, Jade will never marry Blaze, said Arya. Everyone, get to work, make your wishes. So that night, each Striegel concentrated on their wishes and made their wishes on their coins. The next day, the Striegels went through the town and a large, terrible storm started brewing. Crack, 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 bang, bang, bang. And it was dark and gloomy and cold and raining. The Striegels held up their steel umbrellas as food cans toppled down on the umbrellas. Clunk, 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 bang, bang, bang. Tupperware bowls hit their umbrellas. Plop, plop, plop. Orange peels fell down from the sky.
Never a plum, complained Smiley.
Yeah, never an apple, complained Fuzzy.
I'm hungry. The thunder crackled. Crackle, crackle, crackle. Pop, pop, pop. Pow, pow, pow. The citizens were depressed.
Ghost the mailman's truck was stuck in the mud.
Oh, I'm stuck, said Gus.
The Swiggles pushed his car out of the mud.
Oh, thank you, Swiggles, said Gus. Do you know my roof has a leak?
That patch I patched is not holding. I wish it did, but my wishes don't work anymore.
Well, why don't we put a plastic tarp in it, said Fuzzy.
So the Swiggles went to Gus's house and put a plastic tarp over his roof. And Gus thanked the Swiggles.
Oh, thank you, Swiggles, said Gus the mailman.
And they went through the town and were getting sandwiches at Nate's diner.
Hey, Nate!
Oh, we'll take 5 sandwiches to go, said Thackeray.
Oh, I wish I had chicken to make for sandwiches for you, Swiggles. But no chicken deliveries. I wish they would have arrived, but they never did. I just got 1 box of crackers.
The Swiggles took the box of crackers and thanked Nate. And they went by Zendaya's dress shop. Let's get warm coats to go on our journey to the Crystal Waterfall. Zendaya looked sad.
What's wrong, Zendaya?
Oh, I wish I could sell you some coats, but my material supplies never came in.
I wish for beautiful, luxurious, warm, beautiful material.
But it never arrived. I will be ruined.
All I have is these old sweatshirts. So each citizen in Ravenstone was depressed and deprived of their wishes. The town was so sad and everyone's business was upside down.
Flitwidge and Scatbat posted a note in town and posted signs everywhere. Wish granter, $10,000 a wish.
He's bribing everyone to get their wishes. We've got to stop him, said Fuzzy.
Yeah, said Curtis McFly. Yeah, said Aria. Yeah, said Smiley.
What about anyone who wishes to get better?
Oh no, that's not good. He's got wishes for people who were ill and sick.
Old Man Pete came up and by. Hello, Sniggles, said Old Man Pete.
Hi, Pete.
How's the foot?
Not getting any better. My wishes don't work.
Old Man Pete hobbled into Flitwidge's office.
Hello, I'd like to get my wish made. Look at my foot.
And I'm a wishmaker. Welcome, Old Man Pete.
And yes, that will be $10,000.
Are you crazy? Oh.
And Little Scatman said, if not, we have your wish and you'll never get better, laughed Scatman.
And Old Man Pete hoppled out of Flitwidge's wishmaker office.
Somebody has got to do something!
Somebody! This is not right!
And Blaze rushes by.
Hi, Blaze, hi! Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to lunch with Cornelia.
Oh, yes.
At Evelyn's coffee shop.
Blaze is going to go have lunch with Cordelia, says Aria?
Oh, no! Blaze is having lunch with Jade's sister Cornelia.
Oh, no! There's no telling what Flitwidge can do with everybody's wishes. He can make his will and have his wishes on everyone. We've got to stop him, said Thackeray.
Jade looks at Cordelia and Blaze having lunch together at the coffee shop. Jade is crying.
I can't believe it. I'll never marry Blaze, never.
And she runs off. The Swiggles go through town and make their way to Crystal Waterfalls. They walk through thick forests and Smiley steps on a log. Oh, my foot. And suddenly the log moves and starts wrapping itself around Smiley's leg.
Hey, this log is wrapping my leg up.
Fuzzy shivers. Oh, it's not a log. Chatter Nancy.
It's a snake. Poof, poof.
A fairy appears. Gwendolyn. And she stops to run.
That's a bat.
And the snake sizzles and goes away.
Who are you?
I'm Gwendolyn.
And who are you all?
Oh, we're the Swiggles.
Oh no. Not many people come this way. You know, it's very treacherous in these parts. The dragon doesn't like people walking about his beautiful forest. He wants it to keep it in his beautiful natural state. And he doesn't like people. People make fires, they leave trash, and oh, they make such a mess. Oh, the fires hurt so many trees. Well, we're just here to make our wishes at the Crystal Waterfalls.
You want to make a wish at the...
Well, why aren't you making wishes at the Wishing Well?
Because the evil warlock, Flitwidge, has stolen everyone's wishes coins from the fountain, and then he sealed it up.
Oh, dear, that's not good, said Gwendolyn, the fairy.
Well, this pass to the Crystal Waterfalls requires a pass,
a special pass. You must appeal to the dragon to have permission to go on his property to toss a coin at his beautiful crystal waterfalls. Oh, and he's a large dragon with fiery breath.
Oh, and are you with natural stones?
Yes, we only have natural stones.
Well, natural is the best. Not that horrible plastic and those batteries that seep acid into the environment. Oh, gosh. Oh, and the dragon is sleeping, but I can make an appeal on your behalf. Stay here and I will let you know what he says.
So the Swiggles make camp.
Come on, let's make camp.
Yeah.
And they only had a can of beans. Then they open the can of beans and spring up a
boing.
Oh no. Flitwidge turned the beans into a prank toy.
That's not real food, it's a prank can.
Now what are we gonna eat? Said Fuzzy
as his stomach grumbled. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
I'm so hungry, I wish I had that solution to this problem, said Smiley.
Gwendolyn Puffbeck. Oh, hello.
The Dragon Rex said you can
can come out for supper to see him. He doesn't want to be tempted to eat all you guys.
Eat us? Oh, gosh.
You know, dragons get very hungry. Well, dragons eat, said Gwendolyn. And, you know, they like everything. Oh, they're big. You know, I'm picky.
We don't have much time left, Arya.
But our safety. Thank you, Gwendolyn, said Thackeray.
Well, we'll be honored to see Dragon Rex after supper, said Thackeray.
Gwendolyn noticed they have no food, and she zaps her wand and zaps a basket of fruit with oranges, bananas, blueberries, and plums.
Thank you. Will that do?
This will do, said the Swiggles. Yum, 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 yum. They ate their food. Yum, 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 yum. The Swiggles follow Gwendolyn to Rex the Dragon's castle. They go through a mile of stone steps and enter the drawbridge, and then they walk the marble hallway to the throne room of Dragon. And there, the big, giant dragon with the golden tails and big red wings, sitting on a gold throne with a crown on his head and red velvet cushions.
Roar! 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 What may I ask for you, Swiggles, doing in my forest?
Thackeray. Oh, nice to meet you, good Dragon Rex. We're here to ask for our wish coins to be tossed into your waterfowl to activate them. Our wishing well is dry, as Flitwitch the wizard has stolen our town's wish coins.
Very clever.
Yeah, that's very clever of this Flitwitch. I like that.
But your highness dragon, he has everyone wishes, therefore he can rule your forest and cut down your trees and bring plastic and even cause fire.
Roar, roar.
Blast out a big fire comes out of the Dragon Rex's mouth.
Roar!
That wouldn't be wise of him to do?
I see your point, Thackeray, says Rex the Dragon.
If I grant you passage, what will you do for me?
Well, we will toss your wish coin into the waterfowls as well.
They are antidotes for his awful tactics. And we need our wishes back.
Very well, said Rex the Dragon. Take a gold coin and make a wish.
He spits green slime on it and hands it to Fuzzy. And Fuzzy holds the coin with green goo slime coming off it.
I like your wish style, says Fuzzy, as green goo spit drops off his coin.
Thank you.
Thank you, King Rex, says Arya. Thank you, says the Swiggles.
Roar, roar, you're welcome. Continue to do good things, and I know your wishes will come true.
Well, we need more good in this world. There are so many rotten tomatoes this day, roars Rex the King.
Well, next time. Yeah, Sam. Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
So, Gwendolyn escorts the Swiggles out the castle, and they follow her to the crystal waterfall. And meanwhile, back in the Ravenstone, the town, the storm is brewing. The town is full of lightning and thunder. Crackle, crackle, boom, boom, boom. The rain is coming down harder and harder. Broken things like paper clips, erasers, broken pencils, and drinking straws pour down. Old pots and pans plop down. Cling, cling, bang, bang. Bang, boink, boink, boink. Ding, ding, ding. Bit, boop. The citizens are in their homes with no lights and no electricity, and everyone in town does not have their wishes coming true, and they are freezing cold. All the citizens are freezing.
We're freezing! We're freezing! Help! Help!
End of part one. The wish theme
of the Swiggles books by Sabrina Stinky's Lady Chosen.
Make sure to be a friend and like and subscribe. Thanks so much!